M37. Number 1B.
Now, what can you further see as intelligence reflecting spirit, yes?
That intelligence is the only intelligence.
That, you see, that's a very big point in spirit, that it's the only. So that intelligence, that whole concept which we have built up in mind, just this minute ago, spirit says, now that's the only intelligence. There is no other intelligence there. That's the only one. So that we feel there is no other intelligence to deal with and to cope with. This is the only. Yes? And then? That intelligence gives birth. What do you feel means this? What is the meaning in it, the meaningful combination? It brings forth a new idea, so that the intelligence would be bringing forth new ideas, and that what we like about intelligence, that it can give birth to new conceptions, to new vision, to new ideas. Yes.
Intelligence can separate false beliefs from truth.
Yes. So intelligence can truly separate, so it can separate what is real and what is unreal, what is belief and what is understanding. It can really distinguish, and distinguish is another idea of spirit, that intelligence can distinguish between the true and the wrong, yes? Intelligence, therefore, is absolutely real and substantial. It's not an abstract concept which doesn't exist or an ephemeral concept. It's something very substantial, something very real. Huh? Yes? That intelligence understands itself, the understanding of spirit, yes? That it because it knows itself, it can understand itself, because it can distinguish between the wrong and the false, so it understands itself, yes? Or has understanding. What else could you see in spirit positively? Yes, that intelligence brings forth fruits, the fruits of spirit, yes? That's what we expect from an intelligent basis, that it will bring forth something substantial, real, the fruits of spirit.
And it's good.
And that it is good, huh? Yes, spirit is good, huh? This is not obvious, huh? In the world, intelligence brings forth a lot of evil. So, yes, Francis? It discerns. Intelligence can truly discern because it can separate, because it understands. It can truly discern. It has the discernment of spirit, yes?
Intuition.
Intuition is not an idea of spirit. Intuition is not an idea of spirit. It's an idea of life, huh? Yes? Purify. Oh, yes. You see, true intelligence begins to purify a situation. You know that, because why does it purify? Because we said it separates, it discerns, it can understand. It can, intelligence is that which can build up that firmament between what is real and what is unreal. So it brings a purified state. It purifies, yes? Yes. That's the main point, that intelligence is unfoldment, order. We started with order, you see, that therefore it's an ordered unfoldment. Intelligence brings an ordered unfoldment, absolutely, yes.
Could you add to unfoldment,
yes. It's unfoldment that always is good, and therefore that is an intelligence that Neganthropy would be that it diversifies, classifies, and individualizes infinitely, huh? That it unfolds, yes?
Develops.
You see, we had intelligence, we had evolves, we had intelligence orders, huh? So intelligence develops, yes?
It's spiritual and not material.
See, that intelligence is spiritual, huh, in spirit, which gives a terrific sense here that it is not material. So you have the not, the second rule you bring in, huh, that it offsets, yes, that's all right. So we can go to the offsetting. If we see if intelligence is spirit, then the intelligence of spirit is offsetting the belief that intelligence is material, huh? That intelligence is dependent on matter. Wouldn't we say so, that is the claim, that intelligence needs the channel of matter to express itself, so it's spiritual, yes? All right. We can go to soul. Yes?
Well, we could just go on down the negative column. I mean, just naturally do that to yourself.
The negative column of spirit.
Well, yes. For instance, I was just glancing at here that it's not disordered.
Yeah.
And there is not any other intelligence and so on.
Yeah, very good, yeah. So you could see in the rule two, huh? That intelligence is not disordered because it unfolds orderly way. That intelligence unfolds and therefore does never retrogress. That intelligence is substance, spiritual substance, therefore never materially substantial. Yes. That intelligence is good and therefore not evil. Yes. You always can make that positive and negative statement.
And
that there are not two intelligences, because we said it's the only. Huh? So there are not two different intelligences. So that's very important to see, that if people meet and have to discuss something, it seems that various intelligences are meeting and quarreling together. Well, how wonderful it is to see that there is only the intelligence of mind, of the one mind, and that one mind is spirit, and therefore the only mind, therefore the only intelligence that reigns in a conference. Yes? All right. Would you like to go on to soul? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? All right, we go to soul. Positive again, first.
Change.
Yeah, you're wonderful, huh? Isn't it wonderful if one has children and sees that intelligence is changeless, huh? That they don't come and go, and that their marks are not going up and down. Yes, intelligence is changeless, huh? Because we have that belief that there are periods where we feel we know things and then we don't know things. Yes, it's absolutely changeless. Yes?
Divine, definite,
identical. That intelligence is divinely identified. What does that mean in practical experience? Ah, you see, I caught you. Huh?
I'm trying to find the words.
Uh-huh. You see? Be careful, because I know it from all the classes I have given over the last 30 years, that when we come to exercises in these things, one just plays with words. Huh? Therefore, always keep a completely concrete situation in front of your consciousness. Huh? Then when you come to soul, you see, yes, that intelligence is unchangeable. Then it is
defined, definite, identified.
Yeah, it is defined, it's definite, it's identified. What does it mean, this?
Sure, it's
Uh-huh. It's sure, huh?
Yes.
You see, sure is soul, huh? I don't know if you have that on your list, but security, it's sure, huh? It's identified, it's unchangeable. That's soul, huh? You get that sense? That intelligence is not something that comes and goes. It's sure, it's identified, it's definite. I shouldn't say more. Now you say more.
Balance.
That is balanced, yes. Oh, yeah, huh? That intelligence has infinite capacity, huh? Terrific, huh? Yes? Yeah? And that intelligence rules, huh? Every situation, yes? It rules over ignorance, huh? It rules over controversies, yes? It is sinless. How is an intelligence sinless?
Well, I always like to think of it as no malpractice.
It's no malpractice, yes.
All intelligence.
All right. Yes. So, So intelligence is sinless, which if we would put in right away the negative, which really does something terrific, namely that there is no intelligence in subtlety, in malpractice, in hidden treachery and so on. See that all that evil thinking, that cunning, you say cunning thinking, huh? You know, he's so smart, huh? He can use every trick, huh? So the intelligence as soul would offset, or uncover and offset that cunning way of thinking, yes? So that's... Can't miss the mark, yes. That's what you see in intelligence as soul. Oh, wonderful, huh? That intelligence is never in something. Therefore, it's not never in a body, never in a person, never in a head, never in a brain, huh? Never in brain waves, huh? That intelligence is therefore independent, huh, of the body. We have to see that, or we believe that because the brain waves and the brain lobes are built that way, you are intelligence. No, it's independent of anything. Yes? Yeah?
That intelligence reforms.
That, you, sure. That intelligence reforms, huh? Yes? Yes?
That the greater rules the lesser. Intelligence would rule every conceivable type of belief.
Yes, you already had rules before, huh? You said intelligence rules, so it's the greater ruling the lesser, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Intelligence
jumps
weights and breaks
jumps weights. Yes. Yeah, but that is no more soul, huh? reorganizing, huh? Yes, well, yeah.
It transforms.
It transforms, yes, yes. Reforms, transforms, yes. Uh-huh.
Brings true satisfaction.
Sure, huh? That intelligence brings true satisfaction, yes. Mm-hmm. Intelligence is identified. We had it already over there. Defined, identified. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's limitless because we have seen it's not in something. Therefore, it's limitless. Huh? Outside of everything. Huh? Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. What? Yes.
Soul leads from to. Intelligence leads from ignorance and darkness and so forth to...
To light. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So you could say brings freedom.
Intelligence brings freedom, huh? Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Capable.
Intelligence is the, yes, we had the infinite capacity, yes, that intelligence has infinite capacity, therefore it is infinitely capable, yes. What, if we take the rule 2, what does it offset? The intelligence of soul. When would Mrs. Eddy use in the textbooks the intelligence of soul? She never uses it, but she could.
Huh? Well, isn't that where it corrects the cunning thinking and the evil that you were talking about?
Yes, that does it, yes, that does it. That's quite true. We had it already taken in. We left the rule a little bit because it was such an intriguing point that it offsets that hidden intelligence, that hidden intrigue, huh? That malicious intention, huh? Yeah.
Does it correct forgetfulness?
It corrects forgetfulness. That's very good, because soul never gains and loses, huh? So in regard to intelligence, it's forgetfulness, yes? Just a moment, and in between. Can you see, for instance, a term like forgetfulness? That term in itself has two synonymous terms, huh? It is the counterfeit of mind, of intelligence, and it's the counterfeit of soul. Huh? So that actually mind and soul would deal with that claim. Huh? You couldn't just put it under a counterfeit of mind or a counterfeit of soul. Or you could put it both ways according to which angle you take it. But forgetfulness means that you don't have intelligence and that it can come and go, which is soul. Yeah. So can you see if you have that claim of forgetfulness, which comes up usually as years goes higher and higher up in the numbers, one can see what has been said before there, where I questioned, said, has it meaning, where it was said intelligence has identity, or is definite. That's the fact about forgetfulness, that intelligence remains intelligence, and it maintains its identity and does not change, therefore there is no forgetfulness.
Since it's not embodied, and suppose you had a brain injury,
yes. It's not in body, yes. We said that before, that it's never in something. They said it's not in a person, not in the body, not in the brain. Yeah. And it's outside, so it offsets that belief that intelligence is in body. Yes. Yeah. All right. We go on to principle. How would you see intelligence in principle?
Demonstrate.
Intelligence would have the power of demonstration, huh? Yes.
Intelligence governs.
Governs, huh? Typical. Huh? Here we have again that mind and principle together, that intelligence governs. Thank God that it does govern, huh? That usually we feel that ignorance is governing a case, that, it's not personal. Hmm? That's what you said. Yeah, that intelligence is impersonal. Again, a terrific thing. We say he is intelligent and she is not intelligent. Huh? Pinning intelligence down to a person, and we have to see that intelligence is impersonal, so that nobody can anymore say I am not intelligence or I am intelligence. The only I am there is the divine principle, that the I amness of principle, and that is intelligence, yeah? So intelligence doesn't belong to anybody. That intelligence acts according to a system, yes, systematically. Huh? Intelligence is systematic.
Scientific.
Is scientific, yes. Uh-huh.
Structured.
Is structured, yeah. Yes, yes.
Unified.
and unifies. Yes?
Intelligence interprets.
Oh, yeah? Huh? Intelligence interprets aright. What else should interpret aright except intelligence? Huh? Yeah? Intelligence is one intelligence. There are not many intelligences. Your intelligence, and my intelligence, and the other's intelligence. There is just one intelligence, yes? And unites, as you said before, it unites all. Yeah? What else would you feel in what is necessary? Intelligence is harmonious, huh? True intelligence, that intelligence which we have built up to now, is always harmonious. As you know, how intelligent people always quarrel with each other. Just go to a faculty meeting at a university, and then we know that all the intelligent people quarrel with each other. There is therefore no unity, as you said. But true intelligence, resting on one principle, unifies, harmonizes, yes? Teaches, you said teaches, yes, interprets, teaches, explains, right, yes.
Ever operative.
Wonderful, huh? It's ever operative, huh? You don't have to make it intelligent, huh? Intelligence is an ever operative idea. Is absolute, huh? Is imperative, yes. You can see that you can't do anything against intelligence if it's absolute. You cannot run against it. Or you knock your head against the wall. Yeah.
Interrelational.
Intelligence is interrelational. Huh? You see, if intelligence is not interrelational, then it's not intelligence, it's just knowing facts, huh? Memorizing facts. Intelligence demands that one sees the order, as we have seen in spirit, the order, the rule in soul, and in principle, the system which asks for interrelationships. Only then really we begin to see true intelligence when one understands the interrelationship of facts. Before that, it's only presenting facts. Yes.
Fundamental.
Intelligence is fundamental, yes. Basic, we had in mind, huh? It's fundamental, yes. To everything, without intelligence, nothing can happen fundamentally. Yeah. Okay, what does it offset? Just think about a certain concrete situation and think, what does it offset?
It's not about interrelationships.
Ah. Yes, but it must be something about intelligence, huh? Describing intelligence itself, huh? Yeah?
Deals with personal effort.
Yeah, you see, the best thing is always when you make a sentence with intelligence, huh? And then one knows what one means. What would you feel with intelligence about personal effort? You mean that intelligence offset, it must offset the counterfeit of intelligence, huh? In principle. Beg your pardon?
Correct human.
For instance, that you could say that it corrects personal intelligence, human intelligence, yes.
Human theories, hypotheses, conjectures, opinions.
Yes, 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 mm-hmm. Yes. But there you have to be careful. You see, what you now have said is not so much about intelligence, but about what principle corrects. You see, principle, what you said, corrects hypotheses, human opinions, and so on, huh? Yeah? But you would have to see something about the intelligence of principle, what it corrects, huh? Yeah? Yes?
Seems to be problems, isn't it? Problem-solving thing, using intelligence, principle, and
Well, I don't know what you mean, because that was on the positive side, that we could see intelligence demonstrates itself, proves itself, solves problems. That's what principle does. Mm-hmm. So what does it offset? Well, it offsets that there is no intelligence in hypotheses. Now I come back, you see. You must see that there is no intelligence in human hypotheses, in human opinions, that there is no intelligence in human systems, in human government. There you have it. That is offset, that the counterfeit of principle has no intelligence.
Chaos?
Well, chaos is not an idea of principle. What is chaos?
Spirit.
It's the opposite of the order of spirit. You see, one has to know the synonymous terms. Yes. So in spirit you could have said that.